Binds and Sides, it's Sam.
Hey, Sam, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Amy.
Oh, good. I'm just calling you back per your request. Is this a better time to speak with you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But let me just finish sending this mail real quick if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, take your time.
Well, you know, I'll finish it in a minute. Okay. All right. So you guys have SEO services?
Correct. So this is a full digital marketing campaign. The package that you'd spoken with my agent about is all inclusive. So it has the Google Business first page placement. It also has the review generation and reputation management. It does include also all of the Facebook ads for the social media marketing and retargeting. It includes the website as well, already with the package. And it includes the programming for all of the popular directories, you know, making sure that everything is consistent and accurate across those, the Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Google.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was getting a drink of water. You also get a complete tracking and reporting system with the entire package. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. You're able to manage the entire campaign from the dashboard itself, where you're literally able to, like, upload new photos, change content, run promotions. From here, you can also see how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. You're able to track the entire thing.
Okay. So you said something about a website?
Correct. The website's already included within the package.
Oh, so you mean like the SEO for the website or a whole new website?
Well, we can't work on a website that you have from another company or from somebody else. We would build a website for you, and that would have the SEO in it. If you're coming in with your own website that you've built or somebody has built for you, that's perfectly fine. We can still advertise it, but we can't work on it.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it's somebody else's work, so we can't. It's like we're legally bound. We're not able to work on somebody else's website.
Really?
Really, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, not really, because people go into websites and they put, like, their own copyright in them. So, you know, that stuff belongs to their company or to them. Like, that's how most website editors write the content. And to go in and mess with something else, like, say you had a website already that was up and running and was working great, and you asked us to go in and make a few changes, and then those changes, you weren't happy with the way that those changes were. Well, once we rewrite the content, we can't go back to how it was. So
right.
we don't mess with anybody else's stuff. Just like we wouldn't allow anybody else to go in and make changes or adjustments to ours either. So it's either you have what you have and you can update it, or you can have them update it, or we do a complete build, which the advantages there are, like, anytime there's an update on your platform at all. So anytime you upload a new photo to your dashboard, that's going to go live across all destinations. Say you want to run a special that's, like, for what's coming up, Memorial Day, right? If you're doing a 10% off all veterans who signed up before Memorial Day or whatever type of special that you'd like to run, when you run that type of special, it's going to go live across all destinations. So with something like this, you don't have to go in and update each thing individually, because we're going to take care of that for you, including the website.
Right. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Did you find out what's going on with your current site?
Kind of. I mean, I haven't gotten it fixed, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess the website's down, and it's been down for 2 weeks, so I don't I don't really know. I don't know why it went down. I guess it had something to do with the host or something.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, it's not through web. It's not. It shows here that your website is through WordPress, and there's nothing wrong with WordPress because that's the platform that we use as well, and all of our WordPress websites are completely up and running. So it's usually with whoever you have taking care of it for you. Are you doing it for yourself, or is that other SEO company doing it?
Kind of a mixture.
Okay.
But mainly they take care of it, but, you know, I guess I have to get them access to it, and they were having trouble getting access into it, but I thought it was taken care of. I thought I already got them access to it, but
uh-huh.
Apparently it didn't work. I don't understand why I didn't, you know, get a phone call, and we could have resolved
right.
it in about 10 seconds, but they
yeah.
just waited too to write a message and say, oh, this wasn't taken care of. Okay, well, that's not acceptable.
Right. So. Yeah, for sure. Anytime a website's down, we get it. I mean, it's rare, but we get it going back up right away, especially if it's just a matter of getting, like, a username and password or access or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your success is literally our success.
Yeah.
With a program like this, it's all month to month, so there's no contract. If you, you know, don't stick with the program because you're not happy with the services, then that's not going to make us very successful.
Yeah.
Our clients used to keep coming back to us.
Yeah, how much is it per month?
Well, it looks like Jesse had you in for a package that was $299. Monthly, but I've actually got a discount code here, which brings the platinum package down to just $249 a month, month to month with no contract.
And that's guaranteed first page placement?
Well, nobody can say the word guaranteed. But yes, it is a first page placement there within the local map where the business is physically located. $100 of that $249 budget, Sam, is going directly to the Facebook ads each and every single month. So Facebook ads for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. So you're investing the flat rate, and we're incurring the click cost. But the advantages here are we're able to target the specific zip codes that you want to target and retarget them. So if somebody's on Google looking for your services, whether or not they've clicked on your website or looked at your Google profile, the next time they're on Facebook, they're going to be automatically retargeted with your Facebook ad coming up through their feed. Anytime they go to Facebook and look specifically for your services, you're going to come up there as well.
Okay.
And those are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. The maximum time that it takes for first page placement on Google is 30 to 45 days is what the terms and conditions state. I have a tendency to think it's not going to take that long for yours simply because you already have the Google business profile, so we get to go in and begin programming immediately, which is going to expedite the process. Additionally, we give you QR code and tiny URL to begin gathering the 5-star reviews. So that's going to help your ranking as well. And we would go ahead and begin the weekly posts on there also. Now, you do have access through the back end of the dashboard to make any sort of change, adjustment. You do have the ability to go in and upload new photos for the website and make adjustments that way as well. So we do put you in the driver's seat here.
Okay, Amy, can you give me just a second? My guys are blowing up my phone.
Yeah, take your time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you want to call me back, or do you just...
I'll hold. No, I'll hold. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick. Sounds bad. Sorry.
It's okay. No worries.
Yeah. Is that like between two of them, they called my phone 3 times in the last minute. I was like, shit, maybe something happened.
Hopefully nothing's on fire, right?
Yeah. Couple crosswalks. Okay. We'll talk about that later. Okay.
So,
so
what are your thoughts?
So you said it's how much? $249 a month?
$249 a month. Yep.
And that's a whole new website.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what happens to my old website? How do I? You know,
I don't know.
Because I hold on to it, but I guess I keep the website, but I just don't have to. I guess it wouldn't go. It just wouldn't be live. It would just stay on WordPress or whatever, right? Is that how that works?
Say it again.
I guess it just wouldn't be live. If you built a new website, I could just keep the old one in the WordPress and just not publish it, right? And then so we'd use the website address for the new website. Is that
the domain? If you have access to that domain, yeah, we can write the content to that domain. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if there's any issue with that domain, or if somehow the other company like messed it up or locked it out or whatever, we'll include a new domain with the package already.
A whole new domain name?
If you need it, yeah.
That's fancy.
Well, we want to set you up for success. Again, everything here is month to month, Sam. So, you know, we explain the timeline, and we are very patient, and we also, you know, understand it's a working relationship. But if it's not making you money, if you're not seeing the return on investment after that first 30 to 45 days, you have no reason to stay. So we need to make it make sense. And if you need a website, if it's like something as small as a domain issue or something along those lines, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep your business.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
I do, but I kind of feel like I haven't given the guys a good shot on it. But
so you were with them since February. The last time we spoke to you was February 12th, and she put here in the notes that you were with them for 6 weeks already. Okay.
Okay.
So and then so that's a month and a half, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then you wanted the notes say give them a call in another 2 months. So we're actually closer to the 3 month mark, right? So you've given them basically, let's just say 4 months. Okay. My company promises you results within the first 30 to 45 days. You're with an SEO company that hasn't delivered in 4 months.
Yeah. Where's my ranking? I'm going to look at that. Well, that's right. They actually sent me the report this morning, and I looked at it, and I was not impressed, but it's really hard to look at out
the
website.
They give it a lot of gobbledygook, but this is the thing, is you can open an incognito window, and you can do a search for your keywords anytime, and then you're able to see how you're ranking yourself. As long as the window is incognito, it's because if you're doing searches regularly there or anything like that, it's going to come up, you know? But if you're not doing regular searches for that, then you're going to come up and you're going to get a clean search for how it is that you're ranking. Now, if they were ranking you and if things were going as they're supposed to be going, then your website would be up and running. You wouldn't be wondering how you're ranking because your phone would be ringing.
That's fair.
And that's with all due respect. You know, like, how much are you paying them monthly?
More than your offer.
So my program's cheaper and better, and you don't feel like you've given them enough time? Make that make sense for me.
You're a pretty good sales lady.
I'm just saying. I mean, like...
sales is not easy.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I get it.
Okay. All right. Well, you got me. Let's do it.
All right. Anyway. So for account purposes, is your first name, like how it reads on your credit card, is it Sam or Samuel or?
I don't know if it has my name on it. I don't know how we're going to, I guess we'll just go piece by piece and transfer everything over to get you guys access.
My technician's going to walk you through. You actually have a client onboarding call with my technician, and we send you blow-by-blow instructions on each thing and how to do it. We walk you through it.
On how to swap over?
Mm-hmm. How to give us access to the Google Business Profile, how to give us access to the website domain, how to give us access to the Facebook page, all the things.
Yeah. Is he going to walk me through how to remove the other team's access?
Yeah. Absolutely. Once you get into the Google Business Profile, it's really easy to remove them because they should only be on as managers, and you can literally just take them off.
I think we set them up as owners as well.
Okay. They should never be the owner. Ever, never, never. This is one rule in life, Sam. That Google Business Profile belongs to the business. Okay? Like, say you sell the business. That profile belongs to the business and should go to whoever owns the business. You should always be the owner. Do not let anybody ever have ownership access. They should always only have management access because if they want to lock you out of it, they can.
Right. All right. So I'm going to need to swap passwords immediately.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't ever want to let somebody have ownership access to something like that. You always want to have the access. So for account purposes, is it Sam or Samuel or?
Oh, yes, it is Samuel. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I always go by Sam.
Okay, and last name?
Bannister, Bannister.
Email?
Lines, signs, LINESFIGNS at Yahoo.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. It's my job to make sure that you're getting what you want and need out of this particular package. So the first thing I'm doing is sending over an email that's going to say local splash. It's going to be from local splash. It's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to have an overview of everything that we're providing for you with the price point locked in. And then the second email is also going to be labeled client dashboard and analytics. So this is an overview of the tracking and reporting system. That way you can get familiar with it. But we also have like a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that'll take you through exactly how to use it. Right now I'm sending you a text with my direct phone number and extension line and that 6-minute YouTube tutorial. So a few questions here to prepare for the client onboarding call, Sam. What are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Oh, I don't know, 8 to 4, something like that.
8 to 4? Yeah. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah. I'm not answering on the weekend anyhow.
I don't blame you. You're in one of the most beautiful places. You're in Key Largo, right?
No. Just Largo.
Just Largo? How far away is Largo from the Keys?
It's probably about 5 hours.
Oh, okay. Still not crazy far. We were just out there in December, my family and I. Oh. My son had he had football tournaments out there.
In Key Largo?
In Florida, over there in West Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah. I used to live there.
Yeah. We went over there. They did a lot. So it was pretty cool. We went out there the first week of December.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the cool. I mean, we're in California, so we don't see crazy weather either. I mean, it was way warmer where you are than where I am. But it was still good. So I just did a search and there's actually 2 Google Business Profiles for your company. So we're going to have our tech team get with Google to combine those and make it just one. Because that's another reason that you're not ranking is because you have multiple Google business profiles, that would definitely hurt your ranking. Okay?
Yeah, I tried to get access to the other one. Basically, I bought the company from some old guys, and they hired somebody else to set all their shit up. Now we can't get a hold of them to shut it down. They were supposed to do it. I've requested from Google to shut them down, but...
Yeah, well, we have a Google, we have the Google Bat Phone. So we have the Google business. We are actually a Google Premier partner. We just claim over it and then we combine them and reach out to Google and have them take care of that. It's no big deal.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, we try to take good care of you guys. Okay. I'm putting that there. Has GBP will give us access. Also. Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
I prefer check and credit card.
Check and credit card? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the ability to go ahead and put the credit card form of payment onto the website if you give us access to that. So you can just direct your clients straight to the website to go ahead and give a payment, and that goes directly into whatever payment form that you have, okay? It doesn't, like, stop here at Local Splash or anything.
Okay.
Do you have a logo for the company, or do you need one?
Yeah, I've got a logo, yep.
Okay, and then your domain. I did find the Facebook page as well. Do you have access to this Facebook page? It shows that you were in Clearwater, though.
There's probably two Facebook pages. There was an old one that is still around, and I created a new one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they'll get access to it during client onboarding, and then that'll just... We can take care of that. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and grab your domain real quick and put that in there. And then the service radius, Orlando to Gainesville, is that correct?
Well, Orlando and Gainesville are right next to each other, so no. I mean,
okay.
I would service radius, but it would go basically... I guess they're not exactly right next to each other, but they're both up north.
Okay.
So we're like Gainesville, Orlando to like Fort Myers.
Okay. All right. And then do you have business license and insurance for your company?
Yeah, I have everything I need. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. They do have you send that stuff over to us, so if you ever need re-verification, then we have the ability to go ahead and upload that immediately, okay?
Okay.
For Google. It's for Google purposes. Like, if you ever need re-verification,
right,
then we already have it on file. So tell me a little bit more about the services.
Do parking lot striping, seal coating, thermoplastic. It's called pavement marking and traffic signs.
Got it. Okay. And then I need to schedule your client onboarding call with my technician. This is like a 20 to 30 minute phone call. It does not require that you're in front of a computer unless you want to be. I have available appointment times today between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or any time tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon would be good. Like maybe...
Around the same time?
Yeah.
Or earlier or later?
Yeah, I'll say like 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. So we set them in hour increments. I can either do between 4 and 5, or the one before that is between 2 and 3. At the 3 p.m. hour, they're taking their lunch.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Okay. So we may not call right at 4 p.m. we might call, you know, 403, 408. It depends if we're finishing up with a client directly in front of you. But what is going to happen, Sam, is that you will get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment. You're going to get an email and a text message that says, hey, client onboarding is coming. We're calling from our 877 phone number. So that way you're aware, and as long as I'm readily available, I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. It really just depends if I'm on the phone or not. If I'm not on the phone, then I will go ahead and I'll be able to introduce you to your onboarding agent. If I'm on the phone, then they will call without me from the 877 number and go ahead and get everything underway. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so the next order of business for the card we're putting on file, is there a middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
It's just first and last name. It'll go through regardless.
Okay, and is that the Samuel Bannister?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address going to be the home office that I have here at 13013 Seminole Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4485-8800-0015-3685.
Expiration month and year?
1025.
3-digit code on the back?
966.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Downey.
Okay. So please note that any time we contact you, Local Splash is, I'm actually going to be reading a voice verification here in just a second, outlining the service agreement with Local Splash and going over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. Now, with that being said, if somebody calls you and they're requesting more money or they're requesting something, please ask for your security question if it hasn't been asked, because there are some scam calls out there, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for the $249 and read the voice verification that goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google?
Lines and Signs.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sam Bannister, director, president, owner, whatever.
Sam, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I will do my best.
Okay. In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is May 2nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the second day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by calling myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
No, so I can only cancel 3 days before billing?
No, you can cancel whenever you want, but if you're going to cancel, we ask that you give at least 3 days before the billing. So your billing is on the 2nd of the month. We would ask that you call us by like the 29th or 30th. So because sometimes if the billing falls on the weekend, we're not going to be here on the weekend. We're closed on Saturday and Sunday. So if your billing falls on a Saturday or a Sunday and you wait till that day to call us, we're not able to stop the billing from happening. That's why we always ask that you call us at least 3 days before.
Okay. I'm never going to remember that, but okay.
Well, you have it in writing. You'll be able to access it through your client dashboard. Oh, my gosh. You're funny, Sam. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, I'm going to send you one last text. If you would, please click on the link that I'm providing you here. It says https://my.localsplash.com/terms/your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Once you open that up, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. If you see an asterisk by something, for example, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Workspace, those are all items that are not currently in your program that could be added at the time of your choosing. As you scroll down to the very bottom, you'll see the services that are included, which is the local SEO along with the Facebook ads. And then just click those two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, as well as you will receive SMS text message and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
That's a lot of stuff.
Try saying that 5 times fast. Or 5 times at all.
Splash. Ton of text messages. Okay.
Sorry about that. They'd send a few over. There's one that's super redundant. It's about, they just send it to every new client. It's like about the, you know, for Google verification, sending over a bunch of items. We don't need all those items because you already have a Google verification. We'll just, during client onboarding, they'll ask you to send a copy of the license and insurance over is all.
Okay.
Now, once you signed it, you can actually log in right now. The username is going to be the phone number for the company. And this was texted over to you, so you don't have to worry about remembering it. But the password is all lowercase, and it's the number 4 and then success.
Okay. Where is that to log? Oh, log into the mylocalsplash.com.
Yeah, my.localsplash.com. That's going to be your dashboard that you'll be able to log in to track the results, where you can upload new photos, change content, all the good stuff.
Okay.
All right. Well, as of right now, everything is set and ready to go for client onboarding tomorrow between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be calling from the 877 phone number. Do you have any further questions for me at the moment?
I do not. Thank you so much, Amy.
You're so welcome. If you need anything, feel free to call or text me, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.